Good day.
Hey, KT.
I was talking to them.
I was talking to you.
I thought you were going to respond. I really thought we were going to vibe with this thing where I was going to say good day, and you'd say,
oh, hello, I'm listeners.
Right.
Yes.
But you didn't do it.
No.
So, all right.
That's okay. We're here because of the listeners, though.
Yes, absolutely. Because
once again, we have a new batch of donations we've received on Ko-fi.
Thank you so much. It's been like 3 weeks.
It's been a delay,
like,
yeah.
I feel so bad,
but
guys.
We have a few here, and because it's been a longer period of time than we would have liked, we have a few dedications.
We've composed,
if you will,
a few poems.
Listen, don't build it up too much.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
guys,
just dive
stop,
right in.
Stop with those expectations right now.
All right.
Which one? You want to do this one first?
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right, here I go.
Do it.
Me.
Oh, no.
There once was a Tibby Taboo. That's right. This is donation 2. She'll school us in chem, probably give us her gems, because she just gave us more of her moo. La.
That's not funny at all. I'm so sorry, Tibby Taboo.
Listen. Everybody's laughing.
Oh, thank you so much, Tibby
Guys,
Taboo.
Keep it down. We have another one.
No, we have to say something nice because Tibby Taboo's amazing and will not stop supporting us.
Yes, you're right.
She's been there forever and she's made amazing art for us.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
we need to fucking say it.
Okay,
I'm looking into your eyes so intensely right now over Tibby Taboo. I'm going to kill you for Tibby Taboo. Tibby Taboo, I will kill Eric for you. Okay? Okay?
Thanks.
All right, settle.
I'm flicking the lights on and off. All right, that's better. All right, KT, you're up.
All right. The next one is this one. Okay. Here we go. Emma, the Renaissance lass. How many times has this Brit multi-classed? She can coach, she's a runner, she's even a drummer. She can sew, rhyme, and patch up your ass.
It's true.
Yeah, it is true.
True.
It's so true.
It's a true thing.
It's a fact. You guys, our listeners are amazing.
KT, I'm flicking the lights.
I'm sorry.
Flicking the lights. Got one more.
Thank you, Emma. You're supposed to say thank you at the end of our dumb
poem. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you. Emma's been there forever with her amazing jackets and tailored items and poems. Oh, Emma. Thank you, Emma.
Emma. And finally. And welcome to our listener, Leanne. We're so thankful for your donation, Leanne. A Google search failed us. Your name's pronunciation railed us. But we're happy to hear from you, Lean.
We are so happy to hear from you because we've never heard from you before. But thank you to, we're not sure how to pronounce it, Lean.
L-E-A-N-E.
Yeah, beautiful name. Don't know which way it's pronounced. But thank you so much for your donation. And you know what? Because that one was so shitty, if you tell us how to pronounce your name, we'll write a better one next week.
KT's been very worried about this poem. They've been like, they're going to hate us.
Probably. All right, well.
So that's it?
That's it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for your support in all the ways you guys support us.
That's right.
I wanted to shout out to Hyrum. In Florida, we have mentioned him on Twitter because he has made some amazing fan art of most of the characters, and I wanted to give him a shout out because he draws comics and stuff. We need to say his Twitter name.
Jairolantigua.
Mm-hmm.
Jairolantigua.
Amazing art and of such a nice, positive human. So thank you so much, Jairo, and hopefully you guys can check his art out because it's really crazy.
Check out a dog skateboarding on his own dick.
Yes!
If that doesn't intrigue you, I don't know what will.
I mean, I feel like if you're listening to Pork Fried Dice, you'd probably like his art. Because it's fucking awesome. It's hilarious. It's gross. It's happy. Oh my gosh. Anyway, yes. Thank you all so much.
Yep. And tune in next week when we have to do 20 more of these because of all the donations.
No,
that are
oh my
in.
Gosh, it's
don't
crazy.
Do it, guys.
It's
no,
so much
please.
Work. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. You're listening to the show about brooches, brooches, and no sinks. It's Pork Fried Dice. I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina, your friendly neighborhood twig tea barista.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Just the funny thing that made me laugh was spaghettos, too. I didn't know that.
Great.
A spaghetti is spaghetto.
I did not know there was a singular for it.
I didn't know that either.
Also, why is there?
Because
it's like a Pringle. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Nice.
You can't eat just one spaghetto.
Yeah, you haven't just eaten one spaghetto before?
Has anybody ever made a meal? It's like, oh no, one's enough. Therefore, we need a word for it.
Americans don't need the word spaghetti.
Oh, nice. Tis true.
Stick burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that, Americans.
Those big losers.
I don't think any Americans listen to this.
I don't think anybody listens
to
it.
It's all Putin.
Putin has all these fake Twitter handles that he's interacting with with us. He's just like trying to make us feel good to encourage us to keep going. Man.
Who? Oh, Putin.
Putin.
Who else?
Number one fan.
Who else?
Number one and only fan.
Our number one Putin. We need a longer cord for the headphones. What? Oh.
This needs to go on the other side.
You should just buy a new house where you can set things up closer to you.
What a good idea. How about we do that and then not get the CO ever and have to move out of this house in 3 weeks and still not have movers?
That sounds great. I mean, that's what I was planning for.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea, right?
Is it now late? Wasn't it early September when you were supposed to do it or get it?
Never a set date. Everyone's like, oh, it'll be fine! Lawyers and mortgage people. And I don't want to hear any of your lip. I don't want to hear any of his lip. He was going to... See? He's saying
everything
it.
Will be fine. There's
exactly what he sounds
him.
Like. And you know what else he says? He says things like, what if the piano movers need 3 months advance notice? What will we do? And then he's like, everything will be fine.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could... I don't even know how do you move a piano.
You buy a piano mover.
Right.
The perfect comeback to that would be, well, I'd be more concerned about it if we owned a piano.
Nice! Oh my gosh. Their house is made out of pianos,
pretty
Greg.
Much.
That's just the truth of it.
See, it's not so much that they're getting a new house as that they're moving the current assembled pianos that is their house.
Exactly.
We're just pushing out the piano walls so that we have more rooms between the strings.
That's amazing.
If you think it's a pain in the ass to tune one piano, try pianos that spend all time outdoors, like load-bearing pianos. Holy shit.
Load-bearing
pianos.
That's the episode title, and we're not even starting.
Okay, guys, I took a power nap.
Oh my gosh,
Ooh,
wow.
That's amazing. You're like now the Rocky of this podcast.
Yeah, I need a power nap for
What's
sure.
What's the theme, the Rocky theme? This is me jogging up the stadium stairs, except I was asleep in my bed. Except I think I was only asleep for like 5 minutes because my brain was like... Turns out that it's a lot easier for me to fall asleep on this couch sitting up than it is for me to fall asleep in my bed lying down.
It's because
do we need to
so
like get on with you and talk to you, or do I just need to come talk for a little bit?
No, Eric, it's not you.
Or do you just need to hear this?
No!
Yes. I think that's the same noise she makes in the recording when you do that to her at one point. It's like, no! It's like literally the same key. It was the same key.
It probably matches the key
so
of the,
funny.
The music.
Yep.
Yes, it's the same terrible mode or something, some musical term I don't have the energy to think of. But I'm ready to go!
Alright, cool.
OMG. Where did you get that? Cloven. Thank you for taking requests, Cloven.
Nice.
I got that from the internet.
Wow. Oh, you didn't play it?
No.
You don't secretly know how to play.
Recorded it, put it on the internet.
But who the heck would say, who would be like, I play the cello, I'm going to upload a trumpet fanfare so that people can use it.
Was that the cello?
Yes, it was.
No way. Abby is amazing that she can tell.
Mm-hmm.
These are all such useless skills. Useless.
It's impressive, so that's not useless.
I can't put that on my resume.
I'm impressed.
You can hear that and know where it goes in the library.
You know my other party trick, which again is totally useless, is that I can, maybe I've told you this, I can hear a piano note.
Me too.
And not look at the keyboard and tell you if it's black or white. No, it has to be from a piano. It can't even
Exactly. It's the same.
But
note.
It can't be from an electronic piano. It has to be like a real piano. And I can tell you, somehow I can tell you whether it's black or white.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody can, look, you're not even impressed.
I don't.
Well, you haven't done it yet. I can do it too.
Nice.
Oh man. Let's play this game that I've heard so much about.
Okay.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
It's not a real piano. I'm sorry. He's messing around. Cut it out.
He's playing a song, I think.
I don't want to get any of that lip. Wait, that's not the phrase. What's the phrase?
I don't want any of your lip.
That.
Oh, I don't
piano
know.
Piano lip. Okay. Sorry, piano Eric. Lip. Look how much you're stressing Eric out. It's him, isn't it? It's not me.
Screenshot! Screenshot! Please screenshot!
I don't know how. I don't know how to do it.
Command 3! Command 3!
I don't know how to do it, and I can't.
Uh-oh. I pressed something wrong.
Everybody's Discord shuts down.
You're good, Eric. I got it.
Okay. Good.
That's amazing. He looks like you look like a skeleton wearing a skin costume, like not an actual. Your teeth come out way too far. That's very alarming.
Are you talking about me?
Hello?
No, Eric? Not you.
Huh?
Can you see us? No, he looks like a skeleton with a skin.
You
no,
always Eric. Look like a skeleton. In
Eric,
a skeleton. All right. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
This is what happens when I'm too awake.
Eric,
I won't even let us start.
Eric didn't have time to write a recap, so I wrote one. But the sucky thing is that my throat hurts, and it's all tight.
Well, oh my gosh, like you're achy.
It's that I've coughed so much.
There I am.
Greg,
I have to save that.
That's too funny. Okay, he really does. He looks like a skeleton wearing a skin loosely as a costume.
I like your name. I like your name for it, too.
What is the name?
Relaxed _ Eric.
Relaxed Eric. That's amazing. Okay, so.
That's awesome.
So last night, Eric was like, I don't have time to write a recap. And it was true because they've been.
With that face.
Like that. And then
showing up
too
to your
busy
bottom.
Relaxing.
Too busy relaxing.
Can't you tell I have my feet up?
And so I wrote it and I was like, well, it's got to be something cool. And I I sent Abby a message and I was like,
what happened?
Help, what happened? Because I could remember some things, but not a lot. So she started writing stuff and I was writing stuff. And then I was like, I think I can do something with this. So then I tried, and this is what I have.
I should build up all my recaps like this.
This is so terrible. Okay. La 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 la. I have to sing. That's the problem. I didn't say that out loud, did I? I said it in my head that I had to sing it. But I really was just talking about my throat. Mm. Okay, here we go. Is everybody ready?
Notes.
Should I play a MIDI file to back it?
No, there isn't one. Maybe there is one. There might be. Nope, it's not this. It's not this.
Is this it?
Oh shit, these lyrics don't go to this at all! Just have to start randomly coming up with lyrics. All right. Here we go. Oh, sorry, I truly, it's been hard to breathe. I'm so nervous, can you tell? Okay. See, I developed so much more respect for Eric during this because it's hard, and now I feel really stupid about to perform this. But here we go.
This is just a dress rehearsal.
I'm probably going to have to re-record it because I have no voice. All right, here we go. He keeps cracking up and it's making me die. Okay, all right, here we go. Heavy strat coins and a kid with loose bowels. A cameo by Ool, the captain of owls. Hippogriffs fly as we sit down to sup. This is your recap, so please listen up. Ice cream and coffee and crisp apple strudels, stuffed shells and caramels and schnitzel with noodles. No beets anymore, we have options, rejoice. Psych, it's all good berries, you have no choice. Do found some glasses and a random loose molar. Rafina announced things, no one could control her. We'll search the bunk room and bat thwack the loo. This is your recap, and yes, it's all true. Guys, a centipede. Yes, a centipede. Now I'm feeling sad. If we forget all about this stupid bug, we might end up feeling bad. Not done yet. Not done. Oh my god. All right, here we go. People were claiming their items were missing. A mini clock jerky, a fine ring of swimming, a brooch, a strawed puppet, a tidy chess set. This is your recap, it's not over yet. It's looking more likely that items were stolen, and also that kid has a hyperactive colon. This is your recap, so please wish me luck. Plus that old lady is racist as fuck. Oh, a centipede, no, a centipede, please call pest control. I'm still freaking out about that centipede, but that might not be Eric's goal. Our turtle cast zone of truth, and it still lingers, while Will yoinked his card deck with his sticky fingers. That little kid Ricky appears to be mute, and do put some leaves on that lady's patoot. All of a sudden, as though 'twere a figment, a lad threw his hood back and he had no pigment. He worried we'd blame him because of his looks. This is your recap, it's full of plot hooks. These mysteries have us all feeling like newbies. Rafina wears socks all the way to her boobies. We ended with Ricky attempting to fly down through a toilet and into the sky. But that centipede, yes, that centipede, can we please recall? If Chekhov were here, he would warn us, I'm sure, that centipede shall kill us all. There we go, that's what I have.
Can you send it to us so that we can all sing it together?
Yeah, you'd be do a much better job than me right now.
No, it's just so great. If it weren't for that one word, I'd get my kids to sing it too.
Which one? Oh, fuck.
Or that word.
Because it's like Clara's favorite thing ever is Sound of Music right now. That's amazing.
Just change it
That's
to
amazing.
Was racist, look at that truck.
Yeah, just say that.
Yeah.
I was racist, look at the truck, yes. That
look at that truck!
Definitely works just as well. Mm-hmm. But that's what I had,
and I really
that centipede is all me. I have no idea if that's actually important. I just feel like, I don't like centipedes, so I don't like.
Well, that was definitely a Will focus.
And well, I didn't even know about the centipede.
You still don't.
Oh, that's right.
It could you be didn't. In your boot right now.
That's just like totally meta, Katie thinking about how scary that centipede sounds.
The refrains come together really nicely.
Oh, wow,
with
really.
The centipede.
Oh, with the centipedes, yeah.
That's how a good refrain should work.
And it was extremely thorough. I'm not saying anything about the guy who used to do our recap.
Right,
I am.
See, I was trying to make sure that I was actually, like, doing a recap.
Speaking of swapping roles, I was thinking it would be fun sometime, maybe for a special episode, for each of us to play each other's characters instead of ourselves.
That would be amazing.
It might make us get mad at each other, though, if I'm like, that's not what Rafina sounds like.
Backwards.
Yeah, it depends on who's playing each other.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Maybe in the game at some point I'll transform all of your characters into the other characters.
So we have to act like someone's in someone else's body.
You have to be being Rafina. Ah!
That is an acting challenge that I am up for. I love that idea. Let's get to know Do first a little more, though. Because all I know right now...
Let's first have some sense of what the hell.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, grabby triangle, grabby triangle, grabby... That's just all I'll say, over and over forever.
That's about all you've got to work with so far.
No, we have so much. What did you refer to as last week? Whimsical what? Swearing or something like that.
Gnomish whimsical curses.
Yeah, yeah.
Whimsical,
it was amazing. I mentioned it in real life. Out loud.
It's true.
Because I thought it was awesome.
That's what made me put it in the recap.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
It's pretty great.
Oh, I have to take over now, don't I? Hello,
mm-hmm.
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does everybody remember where we were when we last left our intrepid...
I hope so.
We were about to break in on a small child using the restroom incorrectly.
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Well, ask Backwack. Maybe that's how he needs to use it. We're still trying to figure out the cloaca.
Are they even there? They're frozen.
I think their video is frozen.
Okay. You have to do the recap again. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's what I said. That nice. Was my joke. You were logged off.
Oh,
you missed it.
Nice.
That's right.
I'll die.
Fiddle
pumpkins.
Want
me to die or play? I mean, come on.
Die or play?
Play or die.
That's the New Hampshire state motto.
Yeah.
Play or die. Play D&D or die.
Yeah.
Jump down the toilet or die is their motto.
All right, so we were talking about where we all found ourselves at the end of the last session. And someone, I think it may have been Greg, said that we were getting ready to burst in on Ricky. Rafina had sent her new ability, at least new to me, her invisible arcane eye underneath the bottom of the door. Up into the loo, violating multiple privacy laws.
Hey, but we specifically made sure to pick the person who was the safest person. Rafina definitely seems like the safest person.
To spy on
someone in the bathroom. Not to mention I was sleepwalking while I was doing it.
Oh, that's true. Right. Yeah. So you were not liable for your actions. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Plus Bathwack was the mayor of Valaki, and we kind of determined that this was his jurisdiction somehow.
I said it is, and then nobody said anything, so I guess it is.
Unchallenged.
And I'm in his secret guard by, I got grandfathered in.
Am I in his secret guard now? Fuck!
I don't know, it sounds like you're making the rules as you go,
no,
so maybe.
Okay, yep, nope, I am his royal...
Vizier.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but also the king of the mayor. That's my position. I am the king of the mayor. That's how
you're
it
the
works.
Poopsmith.
Yeah, probably. More likely.
Speaking of poopsmith.
Yeah, I know this.
Ricky's
kid.
Head first down in a toilet.
Okay.
And by toilet I mean hole.
Alright, so Rafina just discovered that, but
she
we
did.
Don't see that, right? She sees it?
Well, yes, that is correct.
Okay.
That's pretty much right where we ended.
Yes.
Rafina got this nice glimpse of these legs poking up into the air, and the mother, Ricky's mother,
Jocelyn.
Thank you. Pulling or something on the legs of Ricky, looking like she was attempting to pull him upwards.
So who's around the door right now?
I believe the party...
Yeah, I am there. I am there for sure.
At this point, the rest of the crew, not the crew, but the, what's the
passengers?
Word? Passengers? Yeah, those people. Mm-hmm. And the captain have begun to file their way into the bunk room.
Wow.
Because you guys have been all back there and not coming back.
Okay.
Is the balloon going to, like, tip to the side because we're all in one spot?
I'm going to pop a wheelie in the
balloon. Woo! There are special events in Bufflin where they have airship stunts.
Yes.
And it's just all about just managing the balance of the airship.
Is there a blimp surfing? Like, can you go on the top of it and surf it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's called blurping.
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 Oh, wait, no, blurfing.
Oh, my God.
Ah, shoot.
Slimping.
Oh, my God.
Rufina says, open the door! Oh, my gosh!
And Will's like, what? What?
The captain on your heads is saying, what's going on? What's happening?
The child is down the latrine!
Ew! Leave him there!
Imagine what's in his hair.
Well, you don't understand. That's just a hole to the air, to the sky.
What? He, I turn around to the inspector. Wait a second. I have questions.
We don't have time. And she does a swift sidekick to the door.
Oh, oh yes. All right. Give me a strength check.
She should have advantage because she's like a grandma with grandma powers or something
and
like
I've
that.
And I've got adrenaline going.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. When there's a kid in trouble in a bathroom, all grandmas get advantage.
Yeah.
Did we establish if Rufina is a grandma?
I'm not a grandma!
Oh, okay. You're not? Aw.
I mean, I'm as old as a grandma.
You should be a grandma. How do you...
Are you sure you're not a grandma?
I'm 60.
Are you
sure
you're
not a grandma? To be a grandma, I would have to be a mom.
Yeah?
And we have not delved into that part of Rufina's.
Oh, that's true. She hasn't delved into it yet. Uh-huh. So is it up in the... It's a mystery.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
She's an unconfirmed...
But she doesn't like...
Her grandmother... She's a Schrodinger's grandmother right now.
She doesn't like the archetype.
Right. Understood.
Okay.
I'm going to try my bash script. Here we go.
P-F-D. Grandma?
No! Ooh, look at that. Look at that.
Greg, Abby has delved into writing code for work as well.
Really?
Well,
we can be code buddies.
Oh, all right. What are you learning?
I'm doing Python.
Yes! Yes! Okay. I don't know any Python.
But it's a badass name.
Yeah.
You'll forgive me if I was confused by your enthusiasm.
No, actually, to be fair,
I love Python.
I have taken a few Python classes, but I cannot claim to know anything about it because I'm dumb. But... command line is where I'm starting with bash scripting. Okay, I'm looking at my strength.
I will say that I have now been using Python for coming up on a year, and man, I'm awful.
It's not just me.
You're actually in your advantage because of your status
right.
as a potential grandmother.
So I get a grand total of 5, but with advantage, I get to go again.
You do.
It takes me forever to do everything. Why do you let me play, guys? All right. 9 minus 1 is 8. Man,
aww.
I guess I am a grandma. All
right. So Rafina's advantage against this door literally just looks like 2 kicks, basically. She gets to go, ba-bam!
Whoa!
And that's basically what happens. Ba-bam!
Wow.
It's like knocking on the door twice with her foot.
Hmm. Well, it's actually, you do a sidekick with 1 foot, and then I immediately flip her over and do a back kick with my other foot.
Ooh,
that's why it's bam,
Miss
bam.
Lorna style.
Wow.
There we go.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
You got it. Shout out to Miss Lorna. Woo!
Just pretend it's Alex's ribs. That was a clean cut right
around.
There.
It was, actually.
The door remains firm before your fierce halfling feet.
Open this door! Backlack! Open it!
Can we hear anything? Or is she still talking to us?
The woman?
Mm-hmm.
You're not... She's not talking to you.
She had said, like, we're busy in here, is what I'm saying. Well, she said open this door.
Okay.
Rufina said open this door.
You didn't get a response to the open this door, nor
okay.
to the ba-bam.
All right. Well, I'm going to whirl around after having, you know...
Ooh, a side
tried
kick?
To... No, not at all. I'm going to ruin my shoes. I don't have my boots on anymore.
Have you seen the seams of these pants?
Has anyone even noticed, I say? This voice in the air we heard, but hasn't anyone noticed that I switched back to my normal shoes? They match now, God damn it! All right. So now what I actually do, is I'm not going to scuff my shoes by trying to kick a door.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to use... I'm going to cast Mage Hand...
Pretty sure you need to be able to see where you're casting it.
It says it?
I'll double check. I mean, that's the shortened
Then, like, why the fuck would I need to... Why would it say open and unlock?
Because you could do it from across the room. Like, if you're fighting, and then you
Dude, I can't even read. It says open and unlocked door.
Well, I mean, if you're on the inside, that would count. Maybe count as an unlocked door. Because I'm assuming if you're locking it, you can slide the switch
or
whatever.
Okay, so I guess it depends on how it's locked. All right, that never mind. Fuck this idea.
Yeah,
so I'll try to unlock the door with my elbow.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
All right, give me a strength athletics check. No advantage. You are not a potential grandma.
Yeah. I'm not rolling very well. It's an 8.
No.
Ooh.
Bam.
Ugh.
Bam, bam.
What is this made out of? Oh, you said athletics.
I did.
Doesn't really matter. It's just a 12.
The door splinters, but still remains firm.
Hmm. And then when it splinters, I'm like, guys, we need a door on this bathroom. Don't break it yet.
We have what on this bathroom?
We need a door.
We need to have a door. Stop kicking
it.
2 weeks.
Yes, it's going to be a really long trip.
Or this will be the worst trip ever. It already is.
Who knows what these good berries are going to do to your digestive
system. I know! That's what I'm worried about.
What about Dew? Is Dew going to have a go? Or what's Dew's opinion?
Go, Dew.
Dew could have a go. Dew actually also has a crowbar, but I feel like that's too repetitive.
Linkish?
Yeah.
No, it's useful. We want you to always have a crowbar.
Dew is going to hit the door with a Morningstar.
All right.
What is a Morningstar? Is that
it's a stick with a ball with spikes on it.
Okay.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah, it's like a whip
and shoulder on the other side of that
you
door.
You are so full of crap.
I was thinking of the throwing stars.
Oh, that's different. Yeah.
I was like, why would break he do that? How is that going to help?
Right.
Everybody may want to stand back slightly.
Watch him roll a 20, and it just, like, it hits it, and it just creaks slowly.
Hey,
open.
Guys, can you hear us? Okay, yes. Because guess what? Our microphone is not plugged in.
Oh.
Oh, we can hear you, but this will probably be way better if your microphone is plugged in.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Yeah.
It's the same or different?
Oh, ooh, it is different. All right. Sorry, listeners, for the first 10 minutes of the inconsistent sound quality.
You mean 30 seconds.
It's just going to be KT doing the recap anyway.
Exactly.
And then Dew throws this throwing star.
Yep.
We're good.
He forgot to mention his morning star is the size of a throwing star, and he throws it at the door. So you could either do it as a strength athletics check, Dew, or just an attack roll with your morning star, whichever you'd prefer.
Let's say it's an attack roll.
All right, sure.
16.
All right. So you crunch into the door at...
I don't have to roll damage.
No.
Just go straight through the door, through the back wall, out the airship.
A gout of blood shoots out of the door, coating you. No, your Morningstar crunches into the door right near the latch. And the door swings inward.
Free it's still one piece, though? I'm like this! My hands are by my face like, oh!
You think you could probably improvise some way to keep closed. There's not a giant hole in the middle of it, right at crotch level or anything.
All right. Right at crotch level?
Okay. All right. So, yeah, the door swings open, and the scene that Rafina had viewed with her magic eye is now revealed to the rest of you. She was not lying. Mm-hmm. You can see this pair of legs sticking up out of the latrine, grasped firmly.
Firmly.
Grasped firmly by Joe whatever.
Jocelyn.
I remembered on my own that time.
Joe whatever.
Joe whatever.
She seems startled by this sudden intrusion into this private space.
Oh, great.
And sort of, like, stumbles back a little bit, and seems to actually give her the strength she needs
thank God.
I was like, she's not gonna let him go, is she? Oh, my goodness.
Pull up. She puts both hands to her mouth. Oh, dear! With an audible pop, the legs disappear. No. With an audible pop, the legs are pulled further into the airship.
Hmm.
And she drags into the latrine room the rest of Ricky.
I say, first things first, and I prestidigitate him. I don't care if anyone knows that I have magic
powers.
As
he's coming through the hole, you prestidigitate. Does prestidigitation look different now?
Oh my gosh, it does. I believe I wrote it down.
He asks leadingly.
I feel like I wrote it down. Where's my spell description? Oh,
you
shit.
Remember.
No, I don't.
Remember.
Where is it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, okay.
Oh, look! It's Captain Ool!
Oh my god!
He has a name tag. Aww. Oh, wings. Those are his wings. What is that designation on his epaulettes?
Oh my god, I love
what
that.
Does that.
Those
mean?
Are our captain's epaulettes.
Okay,
yay.
Good.
And if you look closely, that the insignia that he's wearing is the U.S. Navy insignia for an airship pilot.
There we go.
Whoa! Greg. So
this is our captain.
You look aww. So cute.
All right, saving that one.
I want to.
I think
have
the next time I see him,
animal.
I'm just going to say, "Aww, I didn't realize before."
You've got to do some art of Captain Ool.
He's adorable. Well, that's the art right there.
Yeah.
Honorable captain.
Eric may not have mentioned that our captain is like 8 inches tall.
Yeah.
And stuffed.
One way or another, I'm going to be dealing with a character who is remarkably small.
Aww, that's so cute. Yeah.
So yeah, describe your prestidigitation. What used to be a squeegee.
Right, it used to be
as,
a squeegee.
As I've heard.
Yeah, sorry.
Through the grapevine.
Yeah.
The rumor mill has been churning, and it's informed me that this has perhaps changed.
Well, right, because you said that my power is like drawn from myself. So yeah. I was trying to make some of my spells look a little more like will spells and not.
Oh wow,
inspiring.
You devoted it to the back cover
the
of the
thing.
Of
yeah.
the notebook. That's a
but yeah, for prestidigitation, no more like it's not actually that obvious that it's
go to the camera.
Sorry, it's not as obvious as like pointing and squeegeeing and I'm not even touching somebody. In this case, I look like I'm primping him. Like I'm like I have to reach close and kind of brush his shoulders off and like you know, kind of swat at him in general.
But you don't actually like touch him, right?
I don't have to, but like I feel like I've never. I probably have done it to myself since I've become a sorcerer. But like I'm not as familiar with it, so I'm getting pretty close. Like because I don't want to touch. That's disgusting.
Right? You wouldn't want to touch
right.
it.
Right. So I'm as far away as I dare.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if it's gonna work.
Yeah.
But it's working. It's working.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm brushing my shoulder off too a little bit, like, yeah, okay.
Thankfully, due to the engineering of this said latrine,
yeah.
there's very little to clean off.
Okay, good.
Because the holding tank
yes.
for organic waste
yeah.
is the world at large in this
right.
case.
But the last person in there besides them was Bathwax, so I don't know what he does in there. It's probably really bad.
What issues forth from his cloaca?
Yeah! And in what direction?
Sounds like a line from a Shakespearean play.
Yeah.
What issues forth from his cloaca? Dust give me some pause.
And we can just hope that that's a rhetorical question, not an actual right now. What is coming out?
Mine eyes doth perceive it now.
Dolly.
Yay, in the present, non-rhetorical, this the waste I do describe, as it doth fly and scatter fro.
Aww.
Ew!
I'm just saying.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
All right. Sorry, your Back to the Future book has
I know.
Gotten me inspired.
See, I've been reading this. William Shakespeare's Get Thee Back to the Future.
Oh, cool!
It's amazing. This guy, it's
fun.
Ian Dosher. I'm not entirely
Dosher.
It's not Dosher at all. It's not like Dosher.
That's like people whose name is Weiner says their name is Weiner.
Yeah, that's everyone's name is Weiner.
Yeah,
Even
and his
if
name
it's
is Dosher.
The same way as ours. No, it's not. Anyway, no, it's brilliant. It's really good. It's incredible. I want to like put this play on. It's a play and it's amazing. And
I want to be in it.
You know, my favorite part of it is actually, sorry to go off. You brought it up, but
I did
the part where is everyone as familiar with Back to the Future as I am?
No.
Because I'm a super fan, but
I've seen it a few times, but probably
right.
not.
Well, remember when Doc and Marty, so like, you know how Doc steals the plutonium from Libyans? Do you remember? Yeah. Okay, so that needs to be known, because there's a Libyan in the play. There's a couple of Libyans in the play. That's my favorite part, is that instead of making it, so the Libyan comes on stage and he recites this entire monologue about how, like, yeah, don't call me the bad guy. Like, I'm from this country. And he talks about the music of the country and the, it's amazing. Yeah. And then he's like, he says, if you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? I mean, it's awesome. Like, it's such a good book. This guy also did a Big Lebowski one as well, and he's brilliant.
You confirmed it's the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. He's awesome.
No kidding.
He's brilliant, and it's so well done. It's like, I really want to be in this play, for sure. It's amazing. I wish I could watch
Christopher Lloyd. Is he like an English professor or something? Or like, is a Shakespeare?
He looks young. I followed him on Twitter back when I discovered this stuff, but he looks youngish. I guess
I'll have to look it up.
He lives in Portland.
Do sure.
Of course he lives
Oregon,
in Portland.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like he also did Star Wars.
Oh, there we go. Yep. He's very smart. Anyway, sorry. I'm very excited about
that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
But so there
I
you go.
Think that's what inspired me to go on.
Yeah, to go on.
Yeah. So your prestidigitation is effective, though not as up close and personal as your new powers seem to want to make you be.
Right.
Give me a d20 roll.
Oh, okay. 9.
Okay. So yes, you're prestidigitating him via your distant primping as he's being pulled up through this this hole, almost on instinct. You're just like, none of this can enter this cabin.
Yeah.
I have to live here for 2 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
Not no question.
Yes,
I don't see a cleaning crew as part of the on the manifest of this this airship, which I've inspected at length. Sorry to put words in your mouth, but I'm just we all know that they're canon.
Yes.
The other thing you note as he's being pulled out of this hole, as all the waste particles that perchance have stuck to him are being magically scrubbed away, he seems very angry. You know this because of the words that he's speaking.
Why are you speaking words?
He's coming out.
In sonnets? Please tell me he's speaking in Shakespearean sonnets.
All of a sudden,
God almost... damn it, don't put that on me!
I know, I'm really bad about that. I remember making you write a villanelle by accident, man. So
it was amazing. No, it was awesome.
I didn't really write that one, so that was fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Ah, this gin is good. No, as he's coming out, he's saying, what is taking so long? Why are you not pulling me up, you stupid woman?
Whoa! What?
What?
Wait, and that's not the accent his parents have, correct?
No. They have you've spent a couple weeks in Barovia. You would recognize their accent as, if anything, Barovian. It's not like a super heavy accent. Maybe slightly.
Wait, so the
Vanian.
Parents are from Barovia, but this guy has a different kind of accent? Or have we heard this in Barovia as well?
You had not heard this accent.
He's not their kid, I'm sure of it.
And the other thing you note, as he seems to be berating Jocelyn, pulling him out of the hole, his mother, is that he's clutching a relatively large pack.
Oh.
Which you've not seen him with before.
Oh.
There's a lot of missing stuff.
What's that?
He comes up and he notices that he's not alone. He sees all of you looking around him, and you hear.
Grab the pack. Can we grab the pack?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't want to give him any time.
Give me a dexterity check.
Maybe I'm not the one who should be doing this.
You are so the one who should be doing this.
That feels like very Bathwackian to do.
Bathwax is tired as I am tonight. Yeah, that's 2. That's a natural 1.
Oh no!
It's going.
No!
The pack's going right out the bottom.
Oh my god!
And the kid's not the one who threw it.
I'm gonna play it again.
Ah,
that's a very subtle natural 1 sound. Ricky, he sees you coming. He pulls the pack close, and he gets to his feet very agilely, athletically.
Yeah.
Sort of springing backwards and up onto the sort of bench that the latrine hole is set in, while putting the pack on his back. It is like a wearable pack.
So he's above the toilet?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
As he does so, his visage transforms before your very eyes, all of you.
Whoa.
Whereas before was standing you a young boy of about 6 or so in sort of poor, not poor, but poorish Barovian attire. Hmm. You know, not super fancy at all. Mm-hmm. Now standing before you is a similarly heighted halfling.
Mm.
He's kind of short for a halfling. He's actually even shorter than Rafina. As I said, he's short for a halfling. He's, you would guess, middle-aged-ish, which is a little older than human middle age, because halflings live a little longer. He is completely bald, like cue ball bald, but has a thick, short, dark brown beard that sort of has streaks of white in it. His skin looks vaguely pink, but you think that's mostly due to the color of his clothing. He's dressed in shockingly white leather armor, topped with a matching white capelet, adorned with a thick white fur collar. And then, in stark contrast to the rest of his outfit, his knee-high boots are a deep crimson and look comfortably worn in.
What the fuck?
And you hear a few of the passengers slash crew behind you gasp sharply at this transformation.
Yeah.
And in your heads, you hear the captain say, you hear him gasp in your heads. and you hear him say, Ricardo Ulysses!
Ricardo Ulysses?
And then hearing this, you hear a few of the other people that maybe didn't gasp initially gasp. And he says, yes, that is right!
Whoa!
It is I, Ricardo Ulysses!
Whoa!
He's related to Blinsky.
I was going to say he's related to Puss in Boots.
yay!
Puss in Boots.
You have found me out! This stupid woman could not get me free from this hole, and now I am laid bare before you! But this shall not stand for very long. No one is able to hold me!
What the fuck is happening?
Except for Bathwack. Bathwack can hold you. Hold him, Bathwack.
And in your heads, you hear the captain say, be careful! This is Ricardo Ulysses!
Oh yeah, we beat up Rictavio Van Richten, so how about that? I'm lying, because we didn't actually do that.
We did do that in the Halloween episode.
That's true. Hey, in a Halloween episode, we killed another guy.
I will say that both Batwack and Will have heard the name Ricardo Ulysses.
Really? Oh, holy crap. Mm-hmm. What have I heard about him?
Now I'm impressed.
Did we involuntarily gasp, or are we like, oh, that guy?
Yeah, like who?
That's up to you. If you heard the name...
Well, what do we know? We've just heard of
the name. You have heard the name Ricardo Ulysses. You both know that he is a legendary thief.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he is legendary.
Oh, I'm impressed. I like him. Okay, all right. Yeah.
Specifically, both of you know that he is reported to have robbed the Church of the Divine Monkey.
Okay, where is that?
In Carnivar.
Oh.
He also is reported to have taken the Ledger Domain from the Grand Library of Carnivar and replaced it with a skillfully painted brick.
Wait, what did he steal and replace with a brick?
The Ledger Domain.
Okay.
What's that mean?
It's a famous book. It has magical abilities, magical properties.
Is that like demand, like of the hand, like a hand ledger? Or is it like...
Supposedly, those who read it gain great prowess. Who read it and study it gain great prowess.
It's a hard word to say.
He stopped working now. Scary skeleton man again.
Those who read and study the Ledger Domain
Gain prowess.
Gain great power.
Wow. Oh, everyone say that five times. Hard. Not even.
Yeah.
Gain great prowess. Great powers. Great powers. Great great powers. Great great powers. Great great powers. Powers. Perverts.
Perverts.
Perverts. Yes.
Gain great
perverts.
Gain
grain perverts.
Grain perverts.
They love the movie Children of the Corn.
For all the wrong reasons.
Those who study the Ledger Domain mm-hmm. gain great prowess in sleight of hand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it totally is. Okay, gotcha. So he put a forgery in its place?
Mm-hmm. A skillfully painted brick, in fact.
Oh, my God.
So you both know that. Will, you've also heard that he has was reported to have kissed the very rings off the fingers of the niece of the Grand Duke of Tapperdown.
Wow. The niece of the Grand Duke?
Of Tapperdown.
Okay.
And Batwack knows that apparently... no, never mind.
Oh, ignore yeah! He doesn't know that right now.
Nope.
Oh.
I figured that might be easier than trying to... Oh. I was trying to help out since you were having trouble describing it.
What a coincidence.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Did you come up with that?
Huh?
Oh, I love it. So, Ledger Domain is an actual word. Wow. Very cool.
Ledger Domain.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
What a coincidence! That's awesome. I love that.
Ledger domain.
You turned it into a ledger domain. Love it. Smart. High five. I like it. Okay.
Centipede!
No! I thought it was the centipedes, guys. If that's what, we had to be worried about. And there
it's,
was only
it's
one.
Actually a... It's a bookworm.
And, so the captain is saying, "Yes, it's Ricardo Ulysses. They say he robbed the Church of the Divine Monkey."
Right.
Yes.
Does anybody here know what that is?
Yeah. Do I? I heard that.
Well,
so
me
do I know
specifically.
Do would not know. You are a sheltered little boy, having lived your whole life in Barovia. You do not.
And
know.
He was starting off being annoyed, like that somebody would desecrate a church, but then. He's like, I have no idea. I have no idea who that is.
Right, that might
the
be a church you hate.
Monkey? What? Whatever.
Sounds like a dumb church. Desecrated all
yeah.
you want.
They
it's not even
coming.
Sacrated. Nothing to desecrate.
Dude's gonna go up front and ask if he can fly the airship for a while.
Oh, let him. Let him, Captain. Ooh.
I wanna clap. I wanna be like, oh my god, I'm in celebrity territory. I say that. I'm enthusiastically like, just but shocked clapping.
That's right. Yeah, this is still.
I'm talking to him.
I know. Okay. I'm just saying in your head while you're doing this. The captain is saying, yes, he stole some book from the Grand Library of Carnivore.
Right.
They even say he stole Thrunch Bouldergut's favorite pillow while he was sleeping.
Oh, Thrunch Bouldergut's. Oh, now you know that.
I don't know that
now
name,
I know
but
that.
KT knows that name.
He's the goblin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Batwack certainly recognizes that name. He didn't know that story.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And Rafina says, that's ridiculous. There are no divine monkeys.
He says, yes, that is me. Behold, greatness. You are in the presence of greatness! And he sort of flourishes.
Right, yes!
He pulls out a rapier and sort of
Whoa!
Poses above
Don't
the latrine
Don't poke the
hall.
Balloon! What's your name?
Are you also... We're in the presence of greatness.
Yes.
Are you in the presence of all of our stolen stuff?
I do not know what you are talking about!
Well, I mean, come on. You have a big, giant sack of stuff on your back.
Well, that remains to be seen. Perhaps just revel in what stands before you as just an exquisite example of someone who is much to be revered.
Right. I agree. Guys, this guy, he's the best of the best. I am super impressed. Can I have your autograph?
Oh, certainly. He pulls out a slip of paper and just throws it at you.
Really? He has them ready? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I grab great. It. Can I grab it out of the air? Let's see how cool I am. I roll Give to grab it out check. Of the air, and then I drop it probably, or not.
It goes down the toilet.
I rolled a 3. I would have
you
to add.
Decent. I mean, it's not terrible.
But it's
plus 3.
This is 6.
All right. So it wafts. You like make like 4 attempts at it.
Yeah.
And eventually it just lands on your
I'm
boot.
Definitely excited. Like I'm but then I'm also like as I put that away, I'm like feeling my pockets again to see if there's anything he stole, because I'm just like, whoa, yeah.
Okay. So you start to feel your pockets.
Yeah.
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
And as you do that, everybody hears in your head another owl voice, though this is you recognize as one of the Ibish people on top manning the bonfires. You hear this sort of piercing scream in your heads. It's interesting. They're up there, so it's as if they're shouting to you, like so that it's not super clear in your head. Mm-hmm. It's as if they've yelled it to you, like you've heard it sort of muffled, but it's in your head, just so you know, in terms of the way that this sounds. But you hear still very urgently someone yell, "Pirates!"
Oh, thanks! Uh-oh. Too late!
Oh!
Shit! And the airship lurches strongly to the side.
Oh my God, hey! Hey! Hey!
I need everybody to first roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, shit. Okay, wait. Do I have to... Can I tell you my perception before I forget it?
You didn't get a chance to really check.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Good. What was it? Dexterity?
Saving throw.
13.
21.
18.
I've got to find out if I'm related to this guy.
I mean, probably. He's a halfling.
All halflings came from the same... Half loon.
Came from the same avocado.
That's super cute.
Why?
You're thinking of hipsters.
Oh, sorry. Came from the same fixie bicycle. Shit, still thinking about hipsters.
What's your roll?
To learn about the birds and the avocados.
The birds and the avocados.
Let's see if we can blame this on Google or on Alex. What's your dex saving throw there?
13.
Okay. So,
that's what I had too.
Rafina and Batwack, you're thrown to your feet. Or you're thrown to your feet. You're thrown off your feet. As this, what sounds like an explosion, rocks the airship.
Oh my gosh.
Dew and Will, you're able to keep your feet.
Yes, I look cool in front of him still.
Most of those around you do fall over as well, though Ricardo, it seems like he's easily stable.
Okay.
He keeps his feet too. Wow. And then I think I need everybody to give me initiative rolls.
Oh my gosh.
And what? Also, maybe a good time to load up Roll 20.
Oh my gosh!
Ooh! Back in the action.
Yay!
Back in the action.
I forget where it is.
.com.
And we're off to a roaring start.
So what, Rafina, you're ready. Tell me, what you got?
12.
Will just giggled. Here's why.
Definitely a natural one. That sucks. So do I still four? Add
initiative is four. The time to roll a one though, man.
Except I'll probably
that's what Rafina wishes she rolled every time as a one on
I know initiative. I don't like to go first.
What about Dew and Bathwack?
Dew got 18.
Okay.
Not first. Hooray.
13.
Alright. So
oh, look at Dew.
There you go.
Hot stuff.
That's a placeholder. I think that's what we were using. I had that already in here for some reason. I don't know what it's for. But that's a half-orc, so.
Where is he? Oh, I see.
I also forgot to give you guys.
He is very handsome. Who is he?
Ownership of.
Things. It can't possibly be Greg's character, because look at him. He's so handsome.
You don't vomit when you make eye contact.
Oh my goodness.
That's how I know.
Yeah, and this, wait, does this guy wearing a hood, did you say he was wearing a hood? Or is that token just...
It's just a token. Okay. He's not wearing a hood. He's wearing a capelet.
Because I will tell you who I picture. And unfortunately, I won't be able to say his name, but I'm sure people will know. If anyone has ever seen an episode of Dragon Ball Z, that pink guy that wears the white, that's... I thought you were, like, making some weird Dragon Ball Z joke, which I'm like, Eric, you know we don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
I can't make Dragon Ball Z jokes because I don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
I'm gonna,
Gonna what?
Pink guy from Dragon Ball Z.
Majin Buu?
Yeah, Majin Buu. Yeah, that's what Michael used to say. That's his fucking name.
He definitely does not. He looks nothing like Majin Buu. He looks
just like Majin Buu.
He only looks pink because his clothes are so white. He's just super pale.
Yeah, so does this guy.
Listen, not Majin Buu! I've said it once, I've said it 100 times.
Alright, okay.
Ricardo,
weren't you listening?
I have it embroidered into my flesh.
Whoa!
Ricardo Ulysses is not Majin Buu.
Oh my god. He is though, you guys.
Oh, he totally is.
It was so automatic. It's like he totally is.
What is this body of water we're going over?
Oh, I don't know. Looks nice, right?
That's just the pee stream falling out.
Right.
And squirted forward from Bathwax Cloaca, who shoots it all over the place.
Bathwax is very well hydrated.
Stop going to the bathroom. You're going to drown all the forest animals, Bathwax, stop it!
The hippogriffs! They can't dry off!
Think of the hippogriffs.
Think of the hippogriffs! Can I tell you what I think? I think that this guy was trying to... just doesn't make any sense! But I feel like he was trying to... Why would he be down the toilet with the stuff? Was he trying to give it to the pirates or get it from the pirates?
I think he's just trying to get away, and I bet the pirates would have caught him or something. But I'm wondering,
hiding his pack.
But why was she pulling him up then?
Why?
Maybe that's where he's hiding his pack.
Who was?
He's got the backpack. Maybe he's stuck it under there. Somewhere.
I'm wondering if they are really parents who are confused and their actual son is somewhere else. Although they haven't reacted yet, so I assume it's not that. Or are they in cahoots with him?
Cahoots!
I think they're cahoots. I think it's the cahoots one.
I think it's the cahoots one.
Oh, and she's like, it couldn't possibly be my son stealing these things because he's not the son.
What is that? Is that Captain Underpants?
Where? Oh my god, it's Majin Buu! Oh! There's a skinny version of Majin Buu and there's a fat version. I don't remember what the reasoning for it.
There isn't one. All right. So, first to act is none other than Captain Uhl himself.
Whoa.
He is Johnny on the spot. This is his airship, his good ship Airberry. And it seems to be not faring so well. You were shook by what sounded like explosion from somewhere more forward. In the cabin, and he shouts, "To arms! To arms!" And he forgets completely about Ricardo Ulysses, it seems, and rushes out the door back into the main part of the cabin.
What? Why is he running away?
He's running toward the sound of the explosion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just figuring we're fighting this guy, but... Sorry to interrupt. I genuinely was confused.
Oh, I guess I should also describe... Forgive the scale of many of the things on this. They don't make too much sense.
Babe, you spent time making a fucking map for
us. I'm just saying.
Thank you. It's wonderful. You're like Doc from
Back to the
Future. Yeah,
babe, we're super appreciative.
Yeah, babe.
Babe.
It's like Doc from... You're pulling a Doc from Back to the Future to pull it back around.
Oh, please.
When he says, I apologize, I didn't have time to paint or make the model of the scale.
I don't think that's what he sounds like. What does he sound like?
It's gotta be in here somewhere. I can't find it.
The yellow things are bunks. Those are the beds. The red things are the soft plushy chairs.
Ooh.
The brown things are tables. The weird red, dark red with a gray circle, that's where the trap door is up.
Okay.
In case you want to know where that is. And Majin Buu is on top of the the latrine hole.
Yeah.
So yeah, he rushes not aft, but fore.
Oh no, don't start using these words. I'm not going to know what the hell's going on.
Everyone to port!
Yeah. Pull out some wine. Thank you. thank you. Alright. And, so Captain Ool rushes forward and out of view, but you hear him shout, "Pirates to port!"
Wait, that's what he did with his initiative?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you don't know. He might have, you know, built a deck of house of cards up there.
Wow!
Maybe. You have no idea.
Even with the ship a-rockin'.
I mean, it's Captain Ool.
Yeah, you're right. If anyone could, it would be Captain Ool.
Don't come a-knockin' on my card house.
Alright. And then, next, surprisingly, are the random NPCs.
Oh.
The pirates?
No. The NPCs. Oh.
Like the whole crew?
Like, for example, the old lady, Rochelle.
Yeah.
Ricky's mother. Okay. They start screaming and milling about.
Awesome.
Potentially getting in the way. We'll find out. Rochelle runs up and out of this room. Jocelyn is sort of stuck in there next to Ricardo. So that's kind of what happens there. And then it is Ricardo's turn. And he says, "Ah, this seems to be, there seems to be a bit of a disturbance here on the ship. Perhaps this is time for me to, as you say, take my leave."
No!
Oh, I am sorry. I do beg your apologies. You have my autograph. Perhaps there would be time for a proper book signing later.
No! Encore! Encore! Steal more shit from us!
And, he jumps down from the bench that the hole is in, and he nimbly springs forward through the door, up onto the bunks, and starts making his way through the other door into the main part of the cabin, rushing past you.
Hmm.
He moves too quickly for any of you to take any attacks of opportunity or anything like that. And he moves through and out the door into the main part of the cabin.
Wow.
And then it is Dew's turn.
Dew will rush to port to see if he can even see the pirates.
Okay. In this room, there's not much visibility. You'd have to go out into the main room.
So gonna sort of, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... I get to about here.
Okay. All right, so do, as you enter the main room, you see that a significant part of the port side of this cabin has been blasted to smithereens.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's what that giant gaping...
Yeah.
The inconsistency
this sort of
in the
irregular.
Hole
is. This is not some some designer's idea.
This is not an avant-garde blimp.
No, this is not Slarta Bartfast from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Attempt
at
his fjords.
Yeah, putting some fjords in an airship.
Oh my gosh!
No, I thought that maybe it was indicative of the two envelopes.
Interesting.
But now I see that they're not symmetric.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when are two envelopes exactly symmetrical, right?
How many envelopes can you fit on the head of a pin? Hmm. It's all philosophical.
Yes, that is a question for a philosopher. the sort of big chunk of the wall and some of the floor as well has been, you think, blasted away. Right now it's just open to the sky. And through that hole, you're able to see off in the distance, looks like slowly approaching the airship itself. Quite an interesting assortment of creatures and things.
Oh my gosh.
If you scroll north in your image, it has now been revealed, though only Dew can see this at this point. You see a rough wooden platform holding four lizard folk who seem to be armed to the teeth. The platform itself is being suspended between two black dragon wormlings.
Whoa.
That are ridden by two more lizard folk.
Holy shit.
And they seem to be dressed a little more ornately than those riding atop this sort of swaying platform.
Any indication of what they're carrying that could have done this damage?
You don't see anything large and obvious that, that had done so. So, no.
Okay. Well, so the two in front on the platform, so there's three different kinds here. There's the two in front are the same, the two in the back are the same, and then the two on the dragons are the same?
In terms of what you would, how you would perceive them as threats, all four of the ones on the platform are, they look like sort of warriors of some type. The ones riding the dragons, they look more shamanistic, more priestly or something like that.
Okay.
In terms of what they're wielding, they're, they have staves as opposed to blades. And that kind of thing. I use two different icons of the guys on the platform, but they're equivalent roughly. They're not all identical twins, obviously, but
Dew is going to what do we have here?
Oh, hold on, wait for crunkling.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Dew is going to patiently wait for some silence so that he can announce to the airship.
The pirates are really noisy.
Dew continues to wait. Just a bit of silence. Pirates getting closer, but Dew just stands there, arms crossed. No, he's got time.
He flickered the lights in the cabin. Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.